If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Eve Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerald Farrelly.
And you're listening to Agony Rants. Now, I thought I was going to come in and see a shadow of my former self. Honestly, what is going on with you? When I saw this post up on Instagram, I thought I'd have to get on a plane. I thought I'd have to get on a plane to bring you home.
As we all know, if you listen to the podcast, one of my biggest fears in the world, aside from, you know, I don't know, the death of Kylie Minogue.
Not mine. Not my death.
No, listen. I mean, if you die, Eve, don't get me wrong, I'd be very sad.
Will you?
I mean, I would take it very badly.
Okay.
I would be very upset for 10 days. And then the hunt would begin.
The full 10.
The full 10.
Because we usually have a couple of pods and you could do a compilation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we put a couple of compilations out. It would be fine. It would be fine.
Anyway, you've got the laminate ready, I know.
And yeah, Niamh, there was a snake in my room.
Gross.
A snake.
God, a snake.
And we all know how I feel about snakes.
Yeah.
I'm not good with snakes. I don't even like pictures of snakes. I have seen Indiana Jones up until the point when he says, I'm afraid of snakes. Because when when a character says they're afraid of snakes,
you know it's coming.
There's a snake coming.
No, and to be fair, if you haven't seen it past that, there's more than one.
There's a lot of snakes in Indiana Jones. And I swear to God, when I was going there, the first thing I asked, because I was going there for a job, and I can't say what it was, but the first thing I asked was, what's the snake? Like, what are my chances of coming?
Across the snake.
Across the snake.
Yeah, you're outside of Ireland. St. Patrick only dealt with Ireland,
I know,
to be fair.
St. Patrick only fixed it in Ireland. I didn't realise that there's snakes in England.
Oh yeah, there is, yeah. Mostly grass snakes, to be
and
fair.
And adders.
Adders, that's right, adders.
Anyway, so I was assured that I wouldn't come across a snake.
Okay.
And I'm aware as well that they are more afraid of us than we are of them. So if you do happen to come across one, the first thing I'll do will slither away. Oh God.
Yeah, but it's the potential of what the second thing they might do.
I know.
Which is bite you. Oh.
So what happened was, we were out in the evening. We were staying in, it was kind of like a safari camp, but Ooh. It's a safari camp set up by Maasai, the Maasai tribe.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you know
me and roughing it. Like, I'm not, you know, roughing it for me, as we've previously discussed, is a premier inn.
My eyes are sparkling from the excitement of this assignment and Garode's like, are dead.
No. So I was just like, okay, I'm sure that'll be fine. And when I went in, they showed me where I was staying. It was kind of like a little cabin. And there was a lizard. A lizard ran up the wall. And I was like, okay, we're just going to ignore.
Yeah, that's
just
not unusual.
We'll pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. File that under.
Because
that's,
I think,
grand.
When you're abroad, I think a lizard is like a mouse. You know?
Okay.
It's harmless. It's just, you know.
It's just there.
You just put up with it.
Okay.
And also the bed had one of those nets on it, you know, for mosquito nets.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I thought, I'll just get into that. I'll pretend I'm Sleeping Beauty.
Aurora.
It'll be grand.
Just call me Aurora.
Exactly. It'll be absolutely fine. And then I came back and another lizard ran up the wall and I was like, just ignore it, brush your teeth. So I was brushing my teeth. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw a little tail. And it was kind of under the mat. There was like this little, it wasn't a mat. It was kind of like a bit of material just at the door.
Okay.
So it was kind of, you know the way mats are heavy?
Yeah.
This was kind of like, maybe, like it was a t-shirt.
Oh, yes, I understand.
So there was no way to it.
Are you sure you didn't just leave one of your t-shirts on the floor?
No, it was a mat. And I looked, and coming out of the edge of that was what I thought was a tail. I thought, oh my God, that's another lizard and it's on the floor. And then I looked further and saw that the tail went all the way over and out under the door.
Oh my gosh!
Now, at this point, I was taking off my trousers because I was about to get into bed. So I ran out of the room and what? I went...
Did you put the trousers back on? No, you have to paint the picture here.
I buckled the top of them.
Okay, so right? Zip is still open.
Like the zip was still, the zip was still open, the top of them, and the belt was like flapping around, right?
But does that not freak you out? Because then you're thinking there's snakes everywhere. Like, does the belt not make
I
you feel that?
No, I just, what I did was I knocked on the door and I apparently said very calmly to a woman I was working with, there's a snake in my room. She panicked. She didn't panic. She was just like, oh God, are you okay? Because I'd made it really clear.
Very clear.
That I was very, very afraid
of
snakes.
Very, very clear. Okay.
And then that was when I like hyperventilated. I couldn't breathe. I was...
Did they have a brown paper bag for it?
Absolute mess.
Did you have to blow into a brown paper bag?
No, actually, I should have blown into a brown paper bag. I think it would have really suited the situation.
I think it's not a proper, you know, hyperventilation without it.
I know. And I could feel like I thought I was going to die. I genuinely... I know. I couldn't breathe. I thought I was having a heart attack. She thought I was having a heart attack.
I'm sorry for laughing.
And I think that she was just kind of like, I did not sign up for this. Which, you know, fair enough. And then I did catch sight of myself in there was a mirror in her room. Okay. And like my trousers were undone, my belt was hanging off. And I was like, Gerard, like, get it together. Come on, Nick Gerard, get it together. Like, zip up your fly for a start. And then I had to, then I sat on the extra bed in her room for, and I like had my boots on. Like I didn't take.
Did you not stay in the room with her?
I did, yeah.
Because I would.
But I was afraid that if I took my hiking boots off, that a snake would go into the hiking boots.
And you'd never be able to, yeah.
And I was in such a panic. And then, so what happened was I spent the whole night on her bed. And at one point I really needed to go to the toilet. And I thought, I can't get up because what if there's a snake in the bathroom?
Oh my God.
But also, I was at that point as well where, you know, like when you've really lost your reason, like you've lost all sense of sanity.
Yes.
And then you're kind of like a little embarrassed. And I was like, I can't have this happen again.
And you know, what stage was this? Was this like early on in the sojourn?
So this would have been like, day wise, I think it was day 3.
Okay, so you still had a couple of days to go.
Still a few days to go.
Oh no.
And then I had to, I had a couple of days to go. And I also, it was only at about 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Now we did have to be up at 5. But it was still, it was like, it was a long 6 hours of sitting on that bed. Like, she was fast asleep.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
She didn't care.
Well, it's not that she didn't care, but why should she care? I was caring enough for both of us.
I know.
So I was very upset. And I didn't want to put my hiking boots on the ground because I thought, okay, there's just nothing worse than a snake getting into your boots. And then the next morning, I realized that in my haste...
Oh, in your haste.
To leave my cabin.
Okay.
I had left the door open.
Was the world
so in it? So anything could be in it. So she, the fair play to her, she went in and she unpicked. Like, I just brought a little bag. The rest of my stuff was in the hotel. So she had to unpick that just to check there wasn't a snake in it.
Oh, bless her.
I can imagine that was the worst job of her life.
I know. Wow. I know, but I do feel for you. But I think it's an interesting concept that... You were okay with lizards on the wall, but not on the floor. What's the difference?
Well, I feel like when they're on the wall, they're on their way to you. You know?
And like, you're okay
like
with
on
that?
The wall, but like I wasn't okay with that. I was just like,
It seemed quite relaxed.
Because my fear was with snakes. And I was like, just leave it with snakes. Because...
That's enough.
Yeah.
It's enough to be
getting
on with.
Because there's a lizard in the room. And if you can't decide... whether you're afraid of lizards and there's a lizard in the room, the best option is for you to go, I'm not afraid of lizards.
I'm grand with the lizard.
Lizards are fine.
I know. Do you think it helped you in therapy-wise? It's like one of those immersion things.
Well, I tell you what I was proud of, right? Is that I didn't react. I didn't react badly in the actual moment. In the moment I was just like, that's a snake. It's in my room.
I'm going to be calm.
Walk away. Now, I did have one impulse where I thought... Stand on it.
Beat it.
Like what Mary Christ did.
In every statue I see
stand
her.
Stand on it. Yeah, she's
every statue.
In her barefoot.
Barefoot with a snake.
Fair play to her.
She does, yeah.
But I'm not Mary Christ. So I thought, just leave it alone. You know, like a snake, like it was slithering away from me.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, yeah.
It was slithering away. So I thought it's just doing what snakes do.
Right.
So just leave it. And also I'd read this thing about the Maasai tribe and their whole thing is like, don't leave a footprint on the earth.
Wow.
And I thought, well, you know, if you've just read that and then you're in one of their cabins and there's a footprint on a snake, it's a real middle finger to the model.
I know. Like. It's not quite. No.
So I was glad that I didn't do anything to it and I didn't hurt it. I just left the situation and had a meltdown equivalent to the meltdown I had when I found out Neighbours was being discontinued.
I think you did really well.
Thank you. I think I did too. I'm not sure if the producer would say I did well.
I think they probably do because you could have demanded to just go home.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't have let you.
That was my take when I went to her room. I was like, well, then I need to leave. But like...
But what can you do?
How's that going to happen?
It's not going
to
happen.
Do you want to walk through the forest? Like the 2 miles to the van? Is that what you're saying?
Is this right now?
Yeah, right now.
At your heightened level?
Yeah. So I think that the worst bit of it was that I felt really stuck.
Yes, because you can neither go nor stay.
Yeah.
You know,
and if that snake had decided, well, he's just rude.
Yeah.
And went and got all of his mates. Like, and surrounded the cabin, there was really nothing I could do about it. I had nowhere to go.
That's exactly what he was thinking, actually. He was rude. He could have been just nice.
Oh, the stress of it.
Do you know that I kind of feel like I know, because obviously I had the mouse incident. It's not quite the same, but you know.
I know, yeah. I did think of your mouse incident.
Did you? And how well I coped with it.
You did cope very well, yeah. And you didn't kick off. Now, and I didn't kick off and I was kind of annoyed at myself.
You told me that you would totally be kicking off.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Like, we were staying with a tribe.
I know.
Where are you going to go?
Who do you complain to there?
Yeah, I mean, I'd already made a show of myself asking for the Wi-Fi code. I forgot to ask you about London. How was London?
Oh, London. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Went to Linda. Linda, yes. And I went to London. Oh, my God. It was so funny because obviously the coronation was the next day.
Ah, I've never seen a group of people look more ridiculous in my life.
You think they don't know that?
They looked... Prince Andrew, right? Now, for a start, the fact that he was there was
what
just
the hell?
Insane.
Yeah,
but
he
looked like somebody had stuck a roll of insulating tape to him.
Where?
He had like a round thing hanging off him and it looked like, you know, like that like red insulation tape.
Did
it looked like somebody
had
stuck to his... No, I didn't. No, I just saw the photographs on Instagram afterwards.
I know. To be fair, I didn't really watch it because I was flying home. I had to leave. All I know is that I literally had 4 hours in my hotel room because I had to get a taxi about 6 o'clock in the morning to make sure I got out to the airport before all the mayhem started. But funny, about 6:30, I was passing by, you know, where they were all going into Westminster.
Of course.
And people in their best gear and the hurty shoes, as I call them, you know, the big Bart's car shoes, they were all hobbling their way in, fresh faced and all, at like 6:30 in the morning.
Going into Westminster?
Going into Westminster to take their seats.
Oh, for God's sake.
I, you know, and some of those bags didn't look big enough for a sandwich. Like, there's no way you're sitting that long. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'd have had a sack with me.
But imagine being invited to the coronations. Like, yeah, you take your seat at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
On.
And Prince Charles, he looked like the clothes he was wearing, he looked absolutely deranged. He looked like he was directing a panto and Prince Charming got sick.
And they drafted
and he had to
in
take the part.
The
That's
director.
Exactly what it looked like. It was absolutely insane.
Yeah, so, but to be fair, comparisons are not there. Think about it. The last time a coronation happened was 70 odd years ago. So she was young enough when she was coronated. So it looked probably less.
Yeah.
And of its time. You know, the problem is the monarchy's been going for years and all that, whether you're in it or not. Anyway, neither here nor there. I remember just watching bits of it because my mother was very taken by it because I went and had a nap at my mother's before I did my show on the Saturday night. And the interesting thing about that was she was quite taken about it. She thought it was really lovely the way the diversity, but I did watch the diversity, as in there was a much more kind of modern take in the sense that they had a gospel choir and they had all this sort of stuff in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they had some people singing in Irish.
Did they?
Yeah, so he did try, you know.
My favourite thing was, though, that 90% of the photographs I saw Camilla, she looked absolutely pissed off.
Like, would you not say Camilla generally looks like that all the time?
She just, there was a great picture of her, or a great video of her, where she was just looking at it casually, like looking at her watch, going, how long more do I have to endure this?
I don't blame her. I was thinking it might have been her Fitbit reminding her that she hadn't stood up for an hour.
Yeah. And tell us, how was the gig for the London people?
Oh, so amazing. You know, that we had a brilliant time. It was one of, you know, it was Eurovision nights, obviously, shockingly so. It was me and Linda together, you know. It was just really, really fun.
I think you should do a tour with Linda.
Yeah, could.
You could do like a theatre show.
I'm not sure I'd survive it, but yeah. She is the crack. Like, she is the crack. She'll keep you going all night. But, you know, yeah, it's great crack. But I think there will be more shows. We will definitely do some stuff together. We always enjoy working together because she is funny. Like,
she is, yeah, she's crack. Niamh, we've got a follow-up.
Love a follow-up.
We have a follow-up from Keith.
Okay.
Now, you might remember Keith. I didn't.
Okay. I know you always remember.
You always remember them because you're very invested in it.
I am very invested.
I never remember. Whenever they follow up, I'm like, they've got the wrong podcast. Keith got in touch with us a while ago because he was trying to decide whether or not to book a surprise party for his partner.
Or a holiday, if you remember.
Which, to be honest, I'm surprised we read this out because this genuinely feels like this is low stakes here.
I know.
But we did, and apparently we helped.
But it's a problem.
A problem, yeah, exactly. A problem is a problem. He got in touch to say, I thought I'd let you know that I took your advice and booked a party for my partner. It was a really great night. We were always going to book a holiday anyway. So essentially what Keith is saying, he completely wasted our time because there was no choice.
No, girl.
There's no choice to be
listen,
made.
Listen, we can't be advertising that there's any problem too small for us, right? You can't be advertising
we
that.
We absolutely can.
No, we
can't. We'll be out the door.
I love, bring all your small problems.
I thought that because I wasn't sure, I told him when I had it organised. Oh. What?
I thought that because I wasn't sure, I told him when I had it organised. In other words, he wasn't sure. There's no punctuation.
Just because you read it as if the punctuation is there doesn't mean it makes any more sense.
No, I know. But basically, in other words, he was worried that he wasn't going to like it. So he actually organised it, but he told him, right?
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't a surprise.
And he got very excited, which I didn't expect.
Ah, bless.
Ah, now that's sweet.
No, that is lovely.
We had a great night and Kiroja were right. I do hang back a bit. Oh, I remember him now.
Yeah.
Hang back. Because you were the problem, Keith, I think. I think that's what we discovered. You're right. I do hang back a bit when I'm around his family. So I put on the glad rags and I was the host with the most. Thanks so much for your help, Keith.
Well, then,
well done.
We probably just haven't just helped with the actual party. Maybe he's having a lovely time with the family now.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe well, he's maybe, besties with
I definitely them. Think that Keith has come out of himself now, thanks to us.
Yeah, no, that's true. Bless him. Can't wait to meet Keith. I feel I might have already met him, to be fair. The chances are, like the percentages are high.
Yeah, chances are. You're very available to fans.
I am very available.
Yeah.
To the community in general.
Well, Keith, I'm delighted for you.
Yeah, I am too. It's really
I'm trying to know where you're going on your holiday.
Yeah, follow up.
Also, I'm trying to book a hotel that's calf friendly in Ballycotton.
I saw that on Insta.
Because I'm there this week.
I was going to say you're in Sea Church, obviously.
I'm in Sea Church, yeah.
When are you there this week?
I am there. I'm in, let me see, on Thursday I'm in the Spirit Store and on Friday, I think it's Friday, I'm in the Sea Church, but it's sold out. Sea Church is sold out.
Oh, it's brilliant. I play there. It's a fantastic venue.
Yeah, very nice.
Beautiful venue.
I did a stand-up recording there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
So good.
It's good. But Ballycotton's gorgeous.
Oh, it is.
But all the hotels are booked out.
I know where for your cat.
And yeah, I want to get one for me cat because I'm just sick of leaving her now at this point.
I know, she misses it.
I'm going to be like one of those New York gays. You know, you see them, they have like their cat in like a see-through backpack. I mean, to be honest with you, it's the equivalent of, do you remember in the 70s they had those disco shoes with goldfish in them? I don't think it's right, but I just feel it's handy. Attention Agony Rants listeners, I am on tour at the moment. Thank you so much if you've come to see me because I swear to God, I have had a ball. The people in Drogheda and Letterkenny last week were just out of this world. So thank you so much. The tour continues and this month I will be in the Stand Comedy Club on the 18th of May. That is in Edinburgh. And then in Derry, I'm at the Playhouse on the 20th. If you are in the Spirit Store in Dundalk, I will be back there on the 25th. I had a show there earlier on the tour and it was just one of my favourites so far, so I cannot wait for that. There's a couple of tickets left for that. Seas Church in Ballycotton is sold out on the 26th of May. And then in June, I'll be taking a break for a little while because I'm absolutely exhausted. So I will be... My last show will be in the Stand Comedy Club in Glasgow on the 8th of June. So if you're around, come and see me. The tour continues in September and I'll be in places like Carlow, Kilkenny, I've at Vicar Street on the 16th of September, Monaghan, back in Limerick for, I think it's my fourth show in Limerick, and they've all been so amazing. So that's on the 29th of September, and then Source Arts Centre in Thurles on the 7th of October. I'll be in Brighton at Comedia, and I'll be back in Cork on the 20th of October at the Everyman, which again, yeah, that was fab. But that was my first big show of the tour, so I'm dying to go back there. The tour is going to continue until the end of January, so there'll be more dates announced soon. And thank you so much to the people that are coming, because we are having a ball. We are pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, and we would love you to subscribe. You can subscribe to become a member for as little as €5 a month. That's all it costs, €5 a month or more. And for that, you will get bonus content from us and from all of the shows in the Head Stuff Podcast Network. There was a little bonus episode from Agony Rants last week.
Yes, it was. Very exciting.
Yes. But it's not just about getting bonus content.
No. You can you
it's
can
about
ask
supporting us.
You can ask us for private messages as well. We are quite happy to do that, as long as, you know, it's not like half an hour conversation, you know. But
oh yeah, yeah. Oh, as in like a little video message.
A little video message, so you know, so you don't have to go to that whatever that those sites are where you have to pay loads of money, because you know, Garode is very funny on them. He's looking at me with daggers here. That wasn't on his.
Niamh okay. is more than happy to do.
I'm more than happy to do private videos. Okay.
And we have a bonus show that's starting soon.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, which is a good bonus show.
We're excited about it. I can't wait for it.
And our cross promotion this week is for the podcast studios. That is where we record our podcast every week.
Yeah, it's like our little safe space, isn't it?
It is a little safe space. It's a studio complex in Dublin. There are three studios. They do videos.
Oh, everything.
They do audio recording. They do green screen stuff. We've never done a green screen. We should give that a whirl.
Oh my God. That, God knows what would end up happening there with the green screen. Well, does the green screen allow you to be different shape in your body? Like, is
no, I think that's the drawback now.
Okay,
of green then
screen.
I'm
no longer interested.
You don't change, just your background.
Okay.
And also, they've got great staff like Marissa.
Oh, we love Marissa.
Yeah, I mean, I give like they have her for the moment, but yeah. Like,
I know well,
she's been working with us, so like, get her while you can, because
yeah,
I imagine that won't last long.
No, she'll probably be off in a darkened room very soon. But. But, you know, you get great expertise here and it's such a great place to record. It is very, very supportive of the podcast situation.
And the support that you get from the podcast studios and from the Head Stuff Podcast Network is in-person support as opposed to a chatbot.
Yeah,
which
without
is what
a
you get
doubt.
From else.
So if you've got something you want to say to the world, this is the place to do it.
Dear Niamh and Garode, just listen to your episode about communion and it reminded me of a problem I'm having about confirmation. We are not here to guide people through the sacraments of the Catholic Church. That is not what we're here for.
We can't be that specific about problems. We can't be that picky, I keep telling you.
I am the eldest of three girls and there are 3 years between each of us. I am the only one who is married and I am the mother of two boys. When each of my children were born, I made each of my sisters a godmother. They were delighted to be asked and doted on them, which was lovely. However, both of them are terrible godparents.
What does that mean? They did not go to mass?
That is my question. That's a very vague statement.
Yeah,
to
it
me,
is very vague.
Right? They don't visit and... Okay.
Okay.
It's become clearer.
Okay.
They don't visit and have to be reminded that the birthdays are coming up.
That makes them bad aunties also. I don't want to be...
They're failing left, right and centre. They always show up with presents but never offer to do anything else. It would be nice for them to offer to take them out sometime or even to ask about them when we talk on the phone. I don't feel it is too much to ask them to visit once a week.
It's very specific.
Yeah, she seems to have her ideas here. Both my sisters are still on the hunt for men and I can't see either of them settling down anytime soon. My eldest boy has his confirmation coming up and my sister has asked what she needs to do. I am tempted to tell her not to come.
Wow.
Which, seems a bit extreme, if you don't mind me saying. What do you think? Am I being over the top? I love, love, love your show, and I trust you won't see me wrong. And that's from Andrea.
Well, Andrea, you're right, they're being bad aunties in lots of ways.
Yes.
Now, they're at different stages of life. If your child is coming up to confirmation, they're looking at being about 11 or 12 now, I'd say.
Yeah.
So they're that age. If they haven't been visiting regularly in 12 years, the chances are, even with a melter from you, it's not going to actually change that.
No, like, there is a part of me that thinks that this could be from my sister. Because, like, here's the thing, right? I'm godparent.
Okay.
I do the birthday presents. I do, you know, the special presents on days that are special, like communion, okay, confirmation, whatever. But, like, I don't have kids myself, so I don't really know how kids operate.
Do you show special attention to them on their birthdays and Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean...
Do you go and see them?
Yeah. Well,
do you hang out with them?
Well, I go and visit the house,
okay,
that they're in.
They're in the vicinity.
They're in, and I give them their card and I say, happy birthday, aren't you great? Tell me about school. And they go, go to school. That's,
yeah,
it.
And then they, that's it. And then they have business elsewhere.
And I'm kind of like,
that's okay.
That they'll do.
To be honest.
And like when they get older, I think, you know, when we've got more to talk about.
Yeah.
I'll probably, you know, we'll probably get on better.
And when do you think that will kick in? You know, what age are you envisioning 20, that?
21.
When you can buy them a pint. Is that it?
Well, I mean, I think that if you don't deal with kids every day,
it's tough.
You don't necessarily know how to deal with kids. So you don't visit them, you visit their parents.
Yeah, no, it's very true. But actually, it's different for me. You know, when I had the kids, I liked kids visiting and when the parents weren't there. I know that sounds a bit weird, but
yeah,
the thing is, weird for you because I know by your face, right? But the thing is, you get to know kids better when you're looking after them in that environment. So
yeah,
over the years, even before I had kids, I'd have taken my nieces and nephews, you know, off for the day and hanging with them. And then you have a very special relationship when you get older. And that's because I have two boys and, you know, I'm worried about the home I'm going to end up in, right?
Yes.
So the more people I developed of that age, the better it is
you,
for my further care.
For you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm completely not looking after my future in this myself, but the thing is, I don't think you really get to know kids if other adults are in the room, because what happens is you talk to the adults more, even if you do talk to the kids occasionally. The truth is, to get to know kids, you got to spend time around them, independent of
but
the parents.
So annoying. Like, I mean, God, and the things they say to you, and then they've got like stupid opinions about stuff. And you're like, oh, God almighty.
And then they
up.
Want to show you their stuff.
Yeah.
If they're that age. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when they want to tell you the story.
Oh,
of,
but
like,
they make me
Batman
laugh.
Or.
I know, but they make me laugh so much. I do. Like, I do love
Batman.
Them.
Like, there's been about 4 reboots of Batman in my lifetime.
And
I've
did you
seen
not
it. I know every aspect of it.
And they don't even know about them, you know.
I definitely think that if you have a child and you are asking someone that doesn't have children to be their godparent or to be anything to them, I think you need to be clear about your expectations.
Yeah, true. But I mean, here's the thing, right? They're aunties first, right?
Yeah.
That's the first thing, right? And in my family, the aunties and uncles are very invested in all of the kids, the nieces and nephews. We're like, it's ridiculous carry on that goes on with us. We can't help ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, my husband's family, they are invested in them, but they're not as on it, as shall we say. So it's slightly, every dynamic is different. These people are out living their lives. They're probably not thinking that the kids are missing them. Here's the interesting thing about confirmation. You can choose who you goes up for you on the day. Your godparent doesn't have to be the person.
True.
So why don't you ask your son who he wants? Because
yeah,
actually...
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, actually, his son... I wouldn't say don't come, but he can choose
yeah.
who his sponsor is. So he might pick you or your husband, you know, your partner or whatever. They might do that. But no, I get why you're frustrated. I think the frustration comes out of nothing to do with confirmation. I think it's just the crux of it. I think you feel like your sisters are doing all this way. They're not actually invested in your family. And you do care about that.
I'd agree with that. I also think that your kid's relationship with your sister
mm-hmm.
is your responsibility.
Yeah, you need to
as well. Or you visit them.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the one thing I find that with my nieces and nephews
mm-hmm.
that when you visit, and I think it's as well because I live further away from all of my brothers and sisters, and they all live very close together.
So do you not have to go and visit them?
Yeah, so when I visit them...
It's your responsibility.
Yeah, but it's, you're visiting everybody.
Yeah, no, I know. Same for me.
Yeah, you're in the...
When I come down and the word goes out... And then they all go, oh, yeah. Niamh's here. So they all
swing
in
for a cup of tea on your way home. Yeah. And then you're like, okay, I've had six cups of tea today. I've seen 10 kids. Yeah. Three of them, I could remember their name. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. It's true. I do see them like a tribe at times. But I love when I get the kids on their own. And I think if that hasn't happened, that's probably why they're not as connected.
Well, also, now,
and they're living their lives.
I'm devil's advocate here.
Right.
But is it, if... I would feel really weird about going to my sister and going to take one of your kids shopping.
Why?
I just think it'd be, I don't know.
Because you haven't done it. That's why.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I love it when a kid visits me. You know, like when a kid is like,
yeah,
you know.
How are you?
No, like when my sister say, I need to get rid of that for an hour.
And what do you do in that hour then? Shopping?
I bring them over and I let them
stuff.
Play records or...
Yeah.
Play piano.
I mean, to be honest with you, I would have had my summer van, you know, up in Donegal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I go up to the van. And the thing is, the kids used to love coming up there.
I always think it's a very broad church that you have a mobile home.
I know. And they live like feral cats up there. The kids used to come up and hang out, but they used to hang out with my kids and other kids, right? And so you were in the vicinity of it without being actually directly, you know, involved in it. So you heard the chats, you heard who they are, you know who they are when they're doing that. So I do have a very strong connection with all my nieces and nephew, and I love them and we get on the best.
Yeah.
Actually, they probably like me better than my own kids sometimes, you know what I mean? Because I'm less of a mammy to them than I am to, you know, but I kind of get it. It's easier to be the fun auntie, but if it's not in the rhythm of your life, then, you know.
So what should we say to Andrea? Like, should we say...
Definitely don't ban them. Like, I understand why you want to do it. Yeah, and you'll be raging if you do. But why don't you ask your son who he wants to be the sponsor? Right? Because... And then, would you have to kind of accept what he tells you? If, you know, because then he can choose a sponsor. That's his right.
But the other side of it is that your sisters, they may not know they're doing wrong. And they may think that...
It's okay.
Buying the presents and then... You know, doing what they're doing, they may think that that's what's supposed to be done. And also, actually, just thought of something. What way did your godparents?
Oh yeah, godparents.
Because if your godparents were if they behave pretty much the same way as your sisters do, then it's just the cycle of abuse, and you have to just accept it.
I know. I think there's a different expectation here.
Yeah, I think you're lobbing a grenade in. Yeah. They may not even realize that they're.
I mean, to be fair, if you're asking what godparents should be doing, they should be making sure they're going to mass and doing all those things. That's technically what the godparent situation is. You know, we've all forgotten that. We all think about what's in the thing. But, you know, as a godparent, it is their responsibility to step in and make sure the child has been reared in the faith. And you know, if we're going to get
girls,
really nitty-gritty...
It doesn't sound vibe.
So, you know, realistically...
I feel like she's also a little bit annoyed at them.
Yeah, she is, because they're living their life.
Yeah, I think.
And maybe she's just at the stage now where as much as she loves her kids, she wishes she was a bit freer, you know?
Yeah.
You know, there might be an element of that. But I suspect she's just feeling a little bit neglected. And I think the girls could be paying a bit more attention.
Maybe the conversation that she should have is, you know what? They're making the confirmation. They're at a new phase now.
Yeah, come on.
And you could say to them and say... No, would you think about maybe like taking them to the zoo or taking them to...
Yeah, there's
something.
A really important thing I'm going to say here now, because around that time is when your children stop thinking you're anything, that you know anything. And it's really important to have other adults in. So it's a great conversation to have with them and say, you could really help me out now in the next stage, because if they know you and they get on with you, then they'll talk to you or they might listen to you. And, you know, because really there's a stage, you know yourself, where you think your parents are just what? It's the purpose of them, apart from lifts. And, you know, I mean, they just think you're so stupid, you know.
Like you've been through the wars.
I know. In a weird way, your sisters might be a really good option there. So don't be cutting them out of the godparent situation.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Yeah. That's what we're saying. I think we've helped.
I hope so, Andrea. Let us know and send us a photo. I love confirmation photos because I'm always interested in what they have to wear.
I'm interested. I think this may have been written in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, maybe so.
So yeah, like in the cold light of day, let's see how this plays out.
But I feel your pain. I think you feel a little bit
unsupported by your sisters. I think you're in your rights to say it.
Sounds like they're having a ball.
I know they are. The best time. Okay, so we have another problem. I'm very excited about this. Right. Hello. I love the show in capitals. I am a long-time listener, first-time writer, and I have a problem, and I am 1,000% certain you can give me the advice I need. No pressure at all there. I'm a single woman in her 30s. I have my own place and a good job. In 2020, like everyone else, I started to work from home. It was a bit weird at first, as I was used to a bustling office, but I found it worked for me. I worked from home for the whole of lockdown and I lived on my own for all of it. Wow, that's quite isolating. I had just bought my place before the lockdown, so I was very happy to hide out and do work on it. I didn't feel lonely. In fact, I thrived on it and loved every second of it. When the world opened back up, my company were fine with my role continuing to work from home. So I stayed put. I like to go running by myself and keep fit, but I also do that alone. I see my friends once a month for a night out and I've noticed that I'm a bit withdrawn. The conversation goes on around me and I don't really chip in. The last couple of times I went out, I didn't even drink. Now, that's a sin.
Yeah, there we've got a problem.
I know. I can see where it's coming in. I feel like I am slowly becoming the crazy woman with the cats. I just haven't got the cat yet. Anyway, I received an email from my boss to say that from June, we all have to be in the office 5 days a week. I'm actually really nervous about returning. It feels silly because I know the rest of the world has been back for ages. Any tips or advice? Look forward to Agony Rants every week. Thanks for all the laughs. See, Sive?
Sive. Sive. I think. But I don't think that's a real name.
Okay.
I think if you're submitting something, I think it's fair to say if you're choosing a name.
An alter ego.
Say that. It's a fake name. Because otherwise, like if you've got a really specific name like Sive.
Somebody might feel.
Everyone is looking at the Sive that they know.
Yeah, that's very true.
Now, here's the thing about this, right? We've had a lot of these.
Yeah.
Like you're not, like, so you're not alone, Sive.
No.
To be honest with you, the lockdown, it does, like, that was the speed I run at, you know?
Yeah.
Like just being locked away from people. I was very content.
Yeah, no, and it's funny, when I have some downtime, I really look forward to it because we're so on when we're out.
Yeah.
You know, and so you do love that space. And you know me, I like my own time every day.
Yeah.
But like any skill, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And what's happened here, Sive, is you've got very content in your own space and you've forgotten how to converse with people.
Yeah.
Even though you might be having odd conversations, it's not the same. So you really need to push yourself outside that before you do get the cats and then someday the cats are found eating your face because nobody knows you're dead.
Cat would never do that, Niamh. How dare you?
Yes, they do.
I did go through this, right? Because I used to work as a programmer.
Right.
So I used to go into work and I put my headphones on and I would just tap away for the day.
Yeah.
And not speak to anyone. And then when I'd go to have a conversation with somebody, my brain would be like, what? How do I do this?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's really tough.
And that does, like, a couple of days of that is all it takes for you to be a little bit outside a group the next time you go out for a meal or something.
Oh, I know. And this is going on a long time.
This is a long time.
Mm.
And I would say that you need to nip this in the bud.
Yeah, know? Definitely. But actually, the return to work is our first obstacle.
Yeah.
And because it's in June, she really needs to be already going back.
Yeah,
I would say. If there was any way that you could gradually go back,
yeah,
you know, or do a couple of days and then, you know, lie down in a darkened room afterwards after the trauma of that. I will also say, be prepared to be tired.
Yeah.
Because your brain is going to hurt from trying to interact with that many people. And I know that sounds really weird to say that, but that is actually true.
Yeah.
It's exhausting when you're not in the rhythm of it. I can't even say the word rhythm. How tragic is that?
Well, what you could do is start next week, go in for one day.
Yeah.
The week after, going for two, so that you're up to the 5 days and they need you.
Yeah.
Up to the 5 days. But the other thing I would say is, right, if you're not up for going back to work full time.
Well, I think you might have.
You're not up for going back to work full time. And there's no two ways about it.
Maybe you can go to your boss. If you go in for a couple of days and say, can I just stagger this over the next 2 months and get up to 5 days? Rather than rushing straight into 5 days. That's a big jump.
So, yeah, it's a big ask.
If you're asking, there may be a little bit of wriggle room in there, but you really have to be actively going back in now. But I think it'll be really good for you, Siva, honestly.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than disengaging completely from people. You know, Paul and I, or what's your name again? Garode and I have to work on our relationship all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. It's like, it's so hard, you know, because sometimes, you know, we only talk over WhatsApp and that's very practical.
Like, yeah, no, yeah, and then, no. I don't know. What time?
And then we say 10? Suddenly in the room together again, and then we have to figure out how to talk to each other again.
The thing about it is, right?
You'll be glad.
Even like the stage of life that you're at, you know, you're in your 30s.
Yeah, you should be out.
You should be out and you should be enjoying yourself. And I would say even like just going out once a month.
It's not enough
to be seeing people. And I would say that you should do that thing of trying to see someone for coffee once a week.
Yeah, I mean, the drink issue is not a problem because Grode will tell you, I don't drink. The majority of the time, I'm not anti-drink, but I don't really drink because I'm always working. And the thing is, I'll still dance on the tables with you till 2 a.m. The drink is not the problem. The problem is you have to be interacting with people and wanting to, because it's like any habit. You have to get back into it or there'll be trouble.
And the good thing about this is that she does want to get back into it.
Yeah, she really does. You can tell.
Yeah, she realises it's a problem.
Yeah.
And it's not a problem. Like, because calling it a problem is
it's just a habit.
Yeah, it's just a habit. So you just need to change the habit.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll take time and you'll be exhausted.
Yeah.
But it'll be lovely. And the next thing you know, it'll just be what you do. And then maybe you'll go running with someone.
Exactly.
And you'll be fitter and be able to talk.
Go running with somebody.
Yeah, that's what she said. She runs on her own. You see, you don't pay attention.
She goes running. Oh yeah.
So.
Now, I don't know, like running with somebody.
Yeah, be good for you.
They always run faster.
Well, that might be just you. Yeah. That might be
maybe
just you.
That could be a me problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, look.
I mean, everybody runs faster than me because I can't run.
Never say can't, just say don't.
Okay,
isn't
don't.
That what they say? I don't run.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my shins would tell you that they don't run.
I don't and I won't.
My shins tell me every day they don't run. But listen, Si, I want to know how you get on because this is really important. It's a very common problem. You should not be embarrassed by it. You know, just go and enjoy, make more of an effort to go and meet someone. But keep your own time as well, because I think that's a wonderful life skill to have, to actually be able to be on your own. You know, so few people are good at that.
Oh, I'd much rather be able to be on my own than
to not be able to be on your own. Yeah, because there's nothing worse
than
that needy person who can't cope on their own.
Being on your own, being okay with being on your own, I don't think that's something you can learn. I think that's a real innate thing.
It is,
You're just,
it's
you're that type of person.
Yeah.
And you have that skill. Whereas, being able to, you know, be around people.
It's brilliant.
That's something you can learn.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, you can. It's just, essentially, it's just nodding. It's just a lot of nodding. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
well
grand.
Done. Oh, fantastic. Great. I do find myself doing that sometimes.
Do you?
Where you kind of go, oh, great, yeah. And they've said something completely different. Stay engaged, Sive.
I have witnessed that because you've done it to me.
I do that to Niamh.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Because I'm an old lady. I have only old lady stories. And so see, he finds a snake. I find a mouse. That's the way the world is.
Yeah. Okay, Sive.
Let us know how you get on. Seriously, just gradually go back. You'll be fine.
Dip in and out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Don't worry about the drink.
Don't worry about the drink. But although, do you know what I would say though? If you're going out for a night out, a glass of wine.
Can sometimes
it'll help you relax.
I'll listen to you.
Never underestimate the magic of a gin and tonic in any situation. We wish you well and
we know it's going to be good.
And also, if it's not, if you're like, I'm not doing this 5 days a week, then just tell them.
Have a conversation.
Because you know my feelings on this, Niamh.
I know.
We were all locked down and we all took their businesses into our homes and then all of a sudden they're
cracking the bear. You poke the bear there, Siv. No, you're right. Just take your time and do what you need to do. It'll be grand. Honestly, I have very high hopes for this. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So, do you think we've helped?
Niamh, I think we have absolutely healed lives.
Beyond.
Today. Yes, Andrea and Siv, you should be absolutely thrilled with us. So agonyrants@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. We would love to hear from you. We'd love your problems. We have a load of problems, but we're being selective.
You have a load of problems.
When I say a load, we've got about three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're fine for the next 2 weeks is what
no,
I'm saying.
Please send us in your problems, your stories. We love them. Absolutely. It makes our day when they come in. agonyrants@gmail.com, because if you just send it to Grod and his Instagram, I don't get to see them until the
and
day.
I forget about them.
So send it into the Gmail
account.
And then I will keep an eye on it. And you know, I'm very organized.
Huge.
I'll organized. Have the big folder out.
And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, please let us know.
Oh, yes.
Please let us know. I mean, we do keep an eye. We do keep a check. But yeah, send us a message so we can show you some love. The love that you deserve for being a better class of listener.
Nothing but love we have for you.
And we'll chat to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.